Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
So, joining us on the line today is none other than Charlie Harris. Hi Charlie, welcome to the show, and first off, how are you doing?
Hi, thank you very much. I'm doing all right, and I'll try my best for them to come to the car.
Did you prepare to speak Afrikaans to me?
Ek was op plaas om hier en ek het Afrikaans vir 15 jaar terug geleer. So, en het just my right now, because it's not new, but most of my right.
Oh, I see. Well, I prepared to speak...
That's fine.
I prepared to speak English to you, so don't worry about that. Okay, so your sound is a blend of folk and rock, which is uniquely South Africa, South African. Who was your biggest influence in music growing up?
All right, so growing up, when I was young, my uncles, they all listened to metal bands or heavy metal in the day, but I was too small for that. But I enjoyed a lot of Neil Young, and the people I enjoyed a lot was Nirvana.
Oh, wow.
His Unplugged series.
Yes.
And I enjoyed a lot of that. I mean, influences came from Johnny Cash, because I quite liked some of his styles and lyrics.
So, I see.
Metal, Nirvana, and Johnny Cash.
That is quite an interesting blend, isn't it?
Yes.
So, your lyrics are known for being introspective and poetic. Where does a song usually start for you?
All right. So, I've written literally hundreds of songs. And at 99%, and always start off that I'm starting to play the guitar. And I get a nice guitar riff or chord progression that I work on. And then that for me creates like a mood. And I use it for a while and see what it makes me feel like what I'm going to be doing. So, and it always starts with the music. Then once I've got some kind of arrangement, a feel for what I want to do, that's when I start off with the lyrics.
That's very interesting. I write poetry as well, and I usually start my poetry off with a title. Like, get an idea. So, that's very interesting that you start off with the music.
Yes.
So, your album title, Digital Dust, is really intriguing. What is the meaning behind it?
All right, so Digital Dust has two albums. There's Digital Dust Side A, which is the first one, and Digital Dust Side B, which is the second album.
Yes.
All right. So Digital Dust is what, I've been writing a lot of songs, and you just save them on your computer when you record them, and you save it on your phone and wherever, but all it's doing is gathering digital dust and going nowhere else. So I decided to call the album Digital Dust because, a lot of the songs are fairly new, but my career or my songwriting has been around for 20 years.
Yes.
And it's only now I thought you get recognized or getting the recognition I would like.
I see. I tried finding your songs on Spotify. I couldn't find them.
you go to Spotify, it's Charlie Harris.
Great. Then I didn't search hard enough. I found all of your albums on YouTube, though, so I did find them.
Yes.
So let's talk about your single, Sweet Love. It is such a vivid and beautiful image, the title. What inspired this track, and what does the idea of Sweet Love mean to you?
Okay, so Sweet Love is not actually a romantic song. Everybody thinks it is. All it is, is Sweet Love. It's just your love for life, and you want life sometimes just to give it something back. In other words, like for me, music, I would like to get some kind of recognition or sharing of the people enjoy the music. Not so much about, look at great Charlie Harris is. But let's say it's a great song, and they like it, and they sing it, and they play it. That means a lot more to me. So Sweet Love is just Sweet Love. Can you give it something back? It's about life.
Oh, yes. That's quite, I think, introspective, like the rest of your music. So, you are a part of the band Keep Guessing. How do you balance your solo work with the group dynamic?
All right. So, yeah, so the band is actually called Keep Guessing Charlie. And you see the YouTube channel is Keep Guessing Charlie.
Yes.
And we've got a web page as well, Keep Guessing Charlie.
Yes.
And obviously we've got, you know, the Facebook and the TikTok. So the way it's balanced is I've been writing songs and I've been in the studios a lot as a solo person. And the band is actually, besides one guy, which has been with me about 20 years.
That's a long time.
It's more fairly new. And we actually got the band together because I've been asked to try to do more and more gigs, but much more serious gigs.
Yeah.
And we decided to see how the band would go. And it's actually now filling out very nicely and becoming quite professional. But I also don't want to lose the fun. I want music to be fun. I want it to be fun for the audience and us, but at the same time being good. So the balance is, you know, I get to do a lot with the band, and we'll start doing some more recordings together with the band, and then we'll start becoming more Charlie Harris with the band, and not just Charlie Harris.
So Keep Guessing Charlie.
Yes.
So if you had to perform just one of your own songs for the rest of your life, you are only allowed to perform that song, which one would it be and why?
Catch Me. Okay. I would do that one because it's very vibey. And
yes, yes.
It's quite a happy song, and it's actually about, you know, when you're feeling at your worst point in life sometimes and you're feeling down, you just want somebody to catch you. But the song is quite a happy, catchy song.
It is,
and
you won't get...
I could play over and over, and it's easy to play.
I guess that's a good point, and you won't get bored of it, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Final question that I have for you. If you had to write a song about doing a radio interview, what would the title be?
The title, I think, would be How You Put Me on the Spot Again and Again and Again.
Do you feel like I put you on the spot?
Yeah, I think every interview I do, there's always some catchy question for me.
I'm glad that you feel that I caught you. I'm glad that
you... Yeah, you did.
I did give you some time to think about it, though.
Yes, and I still couldn't come up with anything.
Okay, great. Okay, but Charlie, thank you so much for talking to me tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure hearing about the stories behind your songs and your creative process and a little peek behind the curtain of your musical world. I really appreciated it.
Oh, no, thank you very much. And thanks for the listeners if they're listening to me.
And if they are listening and they want to hear more from Charlie, make sure to stream Digital Dust Part A and Part B, and go to his Instagram at Keep Guessing Charlie for his tour dates, releases of his songs, and what he's writing next. So, until next time, Charlie.
Thank you very much.
Come and shine and give me the life I'm searching for. Give me my dreams and give me my mind, give me something back. I want to dance and let it all out, get my soul on the news. So you say that I'm okay. Say yes, say it again and again. Sweet love, come and shine and give me the light. The life I'm searching for. Give me my dreams and give me my mind. Give me something back. I want to dance and let it all out. Get my soul on the news. So you say that I'm okay. Say yes, say it again and again. So you say that I'm okay. say yes. Say it again and